Pancreatic cancer claims as many lives as breast cancer in Australia, and it's a cancer we hear much less about. With a survival rate of less than 10%, a diagnosis is virtually a death sentence. Brothers David and Ben Wilheim watched their cousin and father die of cancer, and now they're campaigning to raise money for a cancer that is under-researched and could be lifestyle-related. They're asking people to really clean up their lifestyle by drinking nothing but water all throughout September. David Wilheim explained to Annie Haswell the devastating effect the disease had on his family.
First, my cousin passed away from pancreatic cancer. She was 33 and had only 6 weeks from her diagnosis. It's such a horrible process to see someone kind of get weak and lose weight and lose strength and become sort of a shadow of who they were before. And it happened so quickly. Daniel went to the doctor with a stomachache and 6 weeks later wasn't with us. It's ridiculous. And then almost a year after that, my dad was diagnosed as well, and then he had 9 months.
How difficult is it to watch someone you love die of pancreatic cancer? I believe it's extremely painful and horrible.
Oh, my God. Yeah, words can't describe it. When my cousin was diagnosed, I didn't know what pancreatic cancer was. I didn't have exposure to it, so I didn't know. But for my dad, we kind of had that experience already, and a diagnosis virtually is a death sentence. I mean, it's more a matter of how long and how to make that the time left valuable. The survival rate is so low that they're saying next year the same number of people will die from pancreatic as from breast cancer, which gets a whole lot more funding. Pancreatic cancer has sort of been, in my opinion, in the too hard basket for research, and the survival rates haven't benefited from that funding.
The idea of raising money is to raise money for research. Is there enough research into pancreatic cancer, do you think?
There's not. All of the money goes to the Avner Pancreatic Cancer Foundation, which is the only charity that's dedicated to pancreatic cancer. So that's why we like the fact that the money's going there, and they sort of allocate it through a scientific advisory board that chooses where it goes. It's difficult for researchers to get funding from government sources. So one of the type of grants that the foundation has are these innovation grants, which is a smaller amount of money, but it goes to a more novel idea to help them get off the ground and collect some data, then it will allow them to go and seek funding elsewhere as well. So it's kind of like seed funding that can have a multiplicative impact, because they're novel. It might take a novel idea to create a breakthrough.
So the challenge, just sum up how people can do this, how it will help to raise money.
Right now we're trying to just create some awareness, create some buzz about healthy living, as well as the dire state of funding for pancreatic cancer, and also throw some money at research at the same time. So you go to our website, which is rememberseptember.gofundraise.com.au. You register for the challenge, and that sets you up with a fundraising profile page, and then you share that link with people and you tell people, you know, I'm drinking only water for a month. Please sponsor me for doing so. And on the website, there's a little leaderboard, and you can join teams so you can get your mates to band together and form a team to raise as much as you can.
David Wilheim, co-founder of Remember September, that story by Annie Haswell. We'll have more details about the event up on our Facebook and website and all other kinds of social media that we have.